Welcome to NBA Australia for Wednesday, December 20. Yeah, we're doing the damn thing. It's NBA Australia, your daily podcast for all things NBA with a whole mess of Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. And I'm here hanging out in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York. Not staring down eight Russians on the brownstone across the road from us. That's nice. And I'm bringing daily breakdowns of the hottest of NBA storylines. Who's doing what? How they're doing it? Where they're doing it? And of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? We're talking about what happened last night in the NBA, as well as a bunch of other smack about NBA junk. And of course, as we always do, we're covering off what the Australian NBA players are up to. And today, that means we have a new addition to the Mark Brodkey Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. And all the usual dumb segments like that's not a knife, that's a knife, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day, the award-winning Inna, and Andrew Bogut, of course. It's Wednesday, so he's swinging by for Andrew Bogut, Sam's a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, because that's what Andrew Bogut does. Plus, we'll wrap every single game from last night and preview all the games tonight. It was a very fun one last night. All right, let's go. All right, NBA Australia, you know how we start every episode. It's with the Daily Whip Around. It's right there. What happened last night? Well, we got some news. Boozer retired. Yes, the man who painted on his own hairline has gone, no one's giving me a job. Looks like I better retire. On your Carlos Boozer, you were fun for a couple of years. Still, didn't like the way that you screamed, "At one!" after everything. It's like walking down the court, "At one!" I went for a rebound, "At one!" Like, what? Come on, man. Steph Curry is out for the Christmas Day Warriors-Cavs game. That's a bummer. God damn it. What a pain in the butt. It kind of takes a little bit of the shine off it, but you can't go like, oh man, see the Cavs beat the Warriors on Christmas Day, so they might have a chance against them in the NBA Finals. Yeah, you can't do that. If Steph's not playing, god damn it. Elsewhere in New York, Turkey are seeking a four-year prison sentence for Enes Kanter. Enes the penis for charges of insulting President Erdogan. Erdogan. Apparently, prosecutors are after more than 4 years in prison for Kanter on charges of insulting Presidente Recep Tayyip Erdogan, according to the Anadolu Agency, Turkey's state-run news agency. That's unreal. Kanter would be tried in absentia. Jesus, that is brutal. How is this not a movie? Can't Turkey try to kidnap him and get him back there for actual, like, to be tried? Only to be thwarted by retired New York City cop John McClane. This is the sixth Die Hard we've all been waiting for. Die Hard in a canter? Die Hard in the nick of time? I don't know. I might have to work on the... I might have to workshop the titles, but we're going to sell a framework there. I like this. John McClane flies back into Turkey, saves the city's New York Nick hero. I love this. This is great. Other news. Isaiah Thomas will begin scrimmaging with the Cavaliers G League team. He can't in charge in preparation for his Cavs debut. Well, that's pretty cool. And the little fella, he's coming back. And of course, last night on NBA TV, Magic Johnson and the other Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, had a bit of a teary sit down. Let's hear a bit of it right now.
But you are my brother. Let me apologize to you if I hurt you, that we haven't been together. And God is good to bring us back together. All right? I know, man.
Man, and then so they like cried and it was all teary and stuff and they hugged it all out and it was all good. So, you know, that's how it goes, I guess. More power to them. I'm not entirely sure when Magic's out there apologizing to Isaiah, though. I feel like it should be the other way around, considering Zeke was the one being all like, hey, you know how Magic got HIV? Because I reckon he's kind of, you know, a bit on the wink-wink over their side. And it's like, Jesus Christ, Isaiah, what the fuck? He's the one spreading these rumors like an asshole. Magic's apologizing to him? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know about that. Still, it was very emotional and very good. So go watch it on NBA TV. You can just watch it on NBA.com, I think, as well. It's a heart wrencher. You know, it's tough to watch grown men cry. But it's good. It just feels good for the soul. All right, let's get to the games. There was only three last night, but two of them were pretty good. Kings at Sixers was not one of them. 101, the Kings go into Philly and win. No Embiid again, set out with a back injury. The Sixers have now lost 7 of 8. Ugh, 1 of 6 without Embiid. Ben Simmons, our lord and savior of the process, though, he smashes again with another back-to-back, almost triple-double. He goes 13-12 with 9 and 3 steals. But without Embiid, this team just sort of lacks, you know, not so much depth because they've got shooting everywhere, but classy depth. Like, Covington went 5-19 for 17 points. And when he and JJ Redick, he was 3 of 10. Not killing it. The team feels very shaky. Like, the homie Dario Saric also goes 3 of 10. So instead, you've got a lot of Jared Bayless out there taking 12 shots. And that's not actually really won many people many NBA games. So, I don't know. Sixers got to fix something pretty quickly. I mean, it's also fixed as soon as Joel Embiid comes back. But still. You know, we thought that the Sixers might be able to keep their heads above water. But turns out, maybe not. For Sacramento, like, whatever. Zach Randolph goes bonkers with 27 because apparently he's the best player on the court in any given moment. Frank Mason does okay with 16, and Buddy Hield. Still waiting for his, he and Ben McLemore are still out there tweeting at Kobe and going, hey, can we get one of those Mamba classes, please? Please, Kobe. Buddy Hield had 24 and 19, so that was really good. Good job, Buddy. I just hope that, you know, that kid actually ends up being okay. I hope. All right, speaking of former Kings, how about Boogie? When the Pelicans went to Washington, Mr. Boogie goes to Washington. Pelicans lose 106 to 116. John Wall and Boogie reunited, and it feels so good. Turns out it was the AD show, though. The brow. Hey, guys, started to forget me. Look at me. I've got a funny eyebrow. Yeah, 37 and 9. That's a man's game, that one. That's an eyebrow man's game. Boogie, 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 assists, though. So they combine for 62 points, and they still fucking lose. You know why? Because Rondo had 0 points and was minus 10 in 14 minutes. Ugh. Etuan Moore and Jrue Holiday combined for 25. Their bench... Jesus, shit show. 18 total points. Gee, that's not going to do it. I don't think that's going to do it. Chekhov Diallo and Dante Cunningham and Darius Miller and Omer Sheik and Jameer Nelson and Deion Clark or whatever the fuck your name is and Chris Cook or whoever the fuck you are. God damn it, dudes. Got to do a little bit more than that. Help out the big fellas. Meanwhile, for Washington, John Wall has 18 points and 10 assists with 6 rebounds. He's heating back up. I like it. Brad Beal has 36, 5 and 4. Good job, Brad Beal. I'm proud of you, kid. Still, he goes 5 of 11 from 3. God damn. Bradley Beal is, I'll tell you what, pretty good at the old basketball over there. Gortat had a pretty solid one, 10 and 12. And the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin, Mike Scott, had 24 points. Last 3 games, Mike Scott, off the bench for the Wiz, is averaging 22 a game. Damn! His last 8 games, he scored 123 points on 75% shooting. That's fucking bananas. Good job, Dunder Mifflin regional manager Mike Scott. Alright, and then finally, the big ticket game last night. Cavs at Bucks. Cavs lose 116 to Bucks 119. This was an absolutely fucking bananas game. It was so much fun. Cavs snap a, they drop a 5-game winning streak, leaving Chicago with the best win streak in the East. But this was all about LeBron versus Greek Freak, GOAT versus GOAT to be. It's fun as hell. We sat down at the bar when they were down 20, did old mate and I, and within 4 minutes of game time, the fucking Cavs were up 1. It was bananas. D-Wade hitting 3s from everywhere. Jeff Green remembering that people pay him money. Real whole, like cold hard, walking around folding stuff to play actual basketball. And like did some work, and then LeBron took over in like the last minute and a half. It was unbelievable. It was so much fucking fun. And then in the very, very depths, it's like, you know, this arm wrestle struggle for the ages. Someone's up 1, someone's up 2, someone's up 5, someone's up 1 again. And 5.9 seconds left, LeBron passed it to himself off the back of Giannis and hit a step back 3 with 4 seconds to go to cut it down to 2. But more unbelievable was that. The Bucks inbound it. Giannis loses it. And then LeBron James gets the ball, but Giannis strips the King from between his legs, steals it, and puts in a layup to seal it with 3 seconds left and is fouled. What a fucking game. LeBron ends up with 39 points, 7 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and a rebound. Only one rebound, it's weird. Kevin Love is 21 and 10 in 30 minutes, doesn't see the floor in crunch time at all. D-Wade, 14 off the bench, including 4 of 6 from 3, which is a season high and the most he's made since November last season for Chicago. Holy shit. Meanwhile, for the Bucks, Giannis, god damn, son, 27, 14, and 8, and 2 steals. God, that's a stat line. And of course, one when it mattered most. Bledsoe had 26, 5, and 2 with 2 steals and a monstrous putback that you have to go and watch right now. Some muscly ass plays down the stretch. And how about our Presidente Brogdon? Look good, 16 points. And Dele's back! Dele! He got the start and played 11 minutes coming back from his knee injury. Against his old mates in Cleveland. How perfect is that, though? NBA champs together, and Dally's out there shredding knees. 6 points, 1 steal. We'll talk about him later in NBA Australia, the Australian player whip round. And that was pretty good. So let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
Well, it was actually a steal, because that was Giannis's steal back off LeBron. That was unbelievable. How is that stat line? 27 points. 14 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 1 when the game was on the line. Way to come up massive with a steal to save a game, Giannis. That's unbelievable. The Cavs, they were like, oh, we might be in the clear here. And nope. Giannis, fucking dagger. Literal dagger. So that's not a knife. That's a knife for today.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Good job, Giannis. Who's old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates today in the NBA? How about the fuckheads who yelled homophobic slurs at Dame Lillard in Minnesota? I think they're old mate, no mates, because they're fuckheads. The best part was Dame calling them out and it all being caught on cell phone. And one of those shitheads owning up and apologizing straight away. Because, look, if you get caught out and being apologize for being a fuckhead right away, then what the fuck are you doing acting like a fuckhead in the first place? Jesus, you morons. Also, who the fuck uses homophobic slurs in 2017, you backwards ass Minnesota motherfuckers? Get the fuck out of here, you Trump-supporting, mouth-breathing dipshits. Yeah, you got no mates today. I hope all your fucking mates realize you're a piece of shit. Just saying, no room for that shit in 2017. All right, you idiots, old mates, no mates today, because you're shit. All right, moving on to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, I guess. Lonzo didn't play last night. You know, still recuperating after Monday night's heroics. Almost heroics, that blocked layup. I'll tell you, but there was a guy out there on the court last night who was better than Lonzo. How about the Sacramento Kings? Frank Mason, the goddamn third. He had himself a night last night against the Sixers. The number 34 pick in last year's draft played 22 minutes and had 16 points. That equals Lonzo's overtime total against the Warriors on Monday and in about half the time. One assist and one steal and 2 blocks. And now this is why he is better than Lonzo Ball tonight. Well, for last night, I guess. He also blocked the absolute fucking shit out of JJ Redick with an incredible chase down. You got to go watch this one. We'll post it on the old Twitter and Facebook today on NBA Australia. But damn, son, fucking hell, Frankie Mason. Shit, Frankie the Builder, unbelievable. And now on the year, he's averaging 8 points, 2 rebounds and 3 assists and shooting 42.5% from 3. This is like the other point guard that fucking Sacramento picked up. He's doing better than De'Aaron Fox. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in the old Sacramento, but you know, as usual, it's not good. it's just what they do. It's just how they fuck shit up. So he is basically on par with De'Aaron Fox. That also makes him, at least for last night, Frankie Trio, Frankie the Builder, you were better than Lonzo Ball. All right, coming up next, we have...
Yeah, nah.
We've got Look at Me, the unpopular opinion of the day, and the Mark Brecky, sweaty white guy of the week. It's after this. Alright, yeah nah. This is the award-winning Yeah Nah segment. We have 3 Yeah Nahs. 3 NBA storylines that get a Yeah Nah, and we figure out if it's more Yeah or more Nah. So, I don't know if you guys saw this one, but this is fun as hell. Dion Waiters, the owner of the NBA's finest island, spewed his guts up. Had a big old fucking Ralph over there. Chucked his guts up after Monday's first quarter. Saying he ain't too much spaghetti. We contend there's actually no such thing as too much spaghetti. Yeah, it turns out there is. And of course, Dion Waiters is the one person to find out how much is too much. That's like a goddamn UMI song right there. How much is enough? Spaghetti. Nice one, Dion. Keep being you. I fucking love Dion Waiters more than just about anything. Number two, the Sixers have lost 8 of their past 10. And they're now 2 places out of the playoffs and will miss the playoffs this year.
Yeah, nah.
I still think they squeak in, depending on how Joel's back holds up. Like, their entire season basically hinges on Joel Embiid going, my back doesn't hurt tonight, and playing. Because it was pretty fucking tough to watch him in that, last Saturday, when he's actually on the court playing his fucking guts out and holding his back all the time. So, you know, it clearly can't be very good. And you know what you don't do? You don't fuck with backs. Backs are all fucked up. You don't want to get that hurt and then, like, actually have to do something about it. Just look at Steve Kerr. Fucking anybody. That shit is all fucked up. So, get well, Joel. I'd prefer to see Philly, like, make the playoffs. That'd be way more fun. And then finally, Steph being worried about his ankle and so not playing against Cleveland on Christmas Day makes him a coward, because today's players are so soft they'd never have survived when I played. Yeah, of course, gonna grit through it, Steph. Nah, get the fuck out of here. Come on, taking the piss. Steph, just get good. It's a bummer. It's a real bummer. Hey, here's a fun Warriors stat. The Warriors are now so far ahead of the league in blocks per game that the difference between them, which is 8.6 per game, and number two, 5.8, is greater than that between number two and the worst team. So that's unbelievable. That's 2.6 to 2.8 is the difference. They are an entire league ahead of the league. In the last 5 games, they've had 50 total blocks. What the fuck y'all doing, Warriors? All right, that was pretty good. Nice one. That was a good year now segment. We had Steph, we had the Sixers, we had Dion Waiters. I mean, if I could do every year now about those 3 topics, I'd do it. All right, time for everybody's favorite.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
The unpopular opinion of the day. The Pelicans should really quietly be looking into trading Anthony Davis before he becomes the contemporary Kevin Garnett. Every time they turn around, they go, hey, man, we're not trying to target Anthony Davis. Everyone's like, dudes, y'all probably should be maybe just a little bit. And failing that, you should be like maybe swinging Boogie deal now when he's like absolutely smashing it and get as much value as you possibly can and go, all right, well, we've got AD under contract for the next 5 years. So let's see what we get for Boogie and spread this motherfucker out, because goddamn, have they screwed up their cap sheet, the Omer Asik deal. $25 million a year for Jrue Holiday. A lot of money to Solomon Hill. God damn, Pelicans. That is brutal. All right, but it's Wednesday. So let's move on to the Mark Bregge, sweaty white guy of the week.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
It's Frank Kaminsky. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank. Looked like he was going to die during the Hornets game against the Knicks on Monday. And he was just running around, just doing nothing. Play 24 minutes doesn't mean you have to look like you need a ball kid with a mop following you up and down the court, Frank. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell, mate. You were nice and sweaty the other day. And you got like that big old long ass face as well. So it doesn't look great. Frank Kaminsky, welcome to the Mark Bradke Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. All right. Coming up next, we've got the Australian Player Watch. You know it. We all know it. We're just going to do the damn thing. All right. NBA Australian Player Watch, do the damn thing. Ben Simmons, again, as mentioned earlier, almost his 4th triple-double of the year. That's back-to-back almost triple-doubles where he's missed out by 1 assist. Last night against the Kings, he goes 13-12-9 with 3 steals. Pretty good, but again, without Joel Embiid, it's a bit tough, huh? Pretty brutal. Patty Mills tonight goes against his old team, the Blazers. That'll be fun. Jinglin' Joe Ingles plays the Thunder. And Dally. Matthew Dellavedova Dellies back. What are you doing, Niggins? He got the start as well. Played 11 minutes coming back from the knee injury against his old mates in Cleveland. I love this. I love that this was the game that he had circled on his calendar, because you know he's got a calendar in the kitchen. He's like, fuck you, you dickheads in Cleveland. I'm going to come back and kick your ass. He had 6 points, one steal, one turnover, and three fouls, and got killed on a LeBron James chase down block. Again, we're going to post this today, but just make sure you're watching on our Twitter and Facebook, because it is hilarious. Dally just has like a wide open layup. He's in transition. They've got a steal. LeBron just comes out of nowhere and just goes, It looks like LeBron blocking his son. It's unbelievable. So that's his first game since November 15. This is my Christmas present. Welcome back, Dally. Welcome back. How about Thon McCur? Thong to thong thong thong. Against the Cavs, played 14 minutes, 1 point. He hit one of two free throws, but added 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. That's nice! On you, Thon. Thong to thong thong thong. Proud of you. Smashing. He actually looked pretty good as well down the stretch. You know, just all that length and height, just throwing it out there. Playing a bit of defense. Aaron Baines, they play the Heat tonight. We'll get to that in the previews. Andrew Bogut plays the Rockets tonight. We talked about one of his amazing stat lines in NBA Australia Never Forget yesterday on Facebook. That was a good one. He smashed it in 2007, 10 years ago. He had a huge all-round game. He had like 12 points, 11 boards, 5 blocks, 4 assists, 3 steals. Almost had a 5x5. Did bogey 10 years ago. Dude was amazing, right? It's awesome that he's still out there hanging out. How about Mango? Matt Yang. We'll be probably sitting on the bench against the Raptors tonight. And how about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. And the final part of Australian Player Watch. How's Kyrie doing? Oh, yeah, he's still just averaging 25 points a game. Our honorary Aussie. Love you, Kyrie. And how about the usual Wednesday segment? We get to, it's time for NBA Australia's That Dude Was on a Roster With Mark Bradke. That's right. This guy was on the dude was on a roster with Mark Bradke, and it's Jerry Stackhouse. Fucking fighting Jerry Stackhouse. Man, he was the leader of that 96-97 Sixers that Bradke was on. Very quickly supplanted by a young rookie, Allen Iverson. Thing is, two couldn't make it work together, and Jerry was traded the next year. But during his time with Bradke, old Stack averaged 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. It was only his second year as well, man. He only shot 40% from the floor, though, which was pretty much indicative of the rest of his career. 30% from 3. Tough year, but fascinating player. Found weird amounts of like individual success in Philly, Detroit, and then Washington. Figured out how to be a role player in the mid-thousands in Dallas. Never got that ring, but always was kind of a pain in the ass to be around, and never shot better than 43% for an entire season, but was fun as hell to watch. I fucking love Jerry Stackhouse. Love you. And it's bonkers that Mark Bradke was on that team. So there you go. Good job. NBA Australia's That Dude Was on the Roster With Mark Bradke for today. All right, coming up, we've got our game previews and the Patty Mills inspiration board. It is just after this one. All right, Patty Mills inspiration board. What's Patty Mills got to say today? Back-to-back world champ cup emojis. Congrats at John Florence, because John Florence, well, you know, world champ surfer. Prayer hands emoji, and then hashtag the man. God damn, Patty Mills, you are one sunny sunflower. I love it. What an inspiration for the children and me, to be honest. All right, let's get to the game previews. Game previews. 12 games. I love Christmas time basketball. They're like, you know, people are just chilling out, hanging out just before Christmas. We've got 5 more days to go, baby. Let's throw 12 games on the slate. Holy crap. It's a special. So let's go through each and every single one and pick who will win. Why not? Raps at Hornets, vying for the title of most ignored team in the East, apparently, these two. Lowry and DeMar versus Kemba and Dwight. This is not going to drag them down to the old, Time Warner Arena in Charlotte, I believe. So give me the Raps. I think they're just a much better team. Pacers at Hawks. Oh, gross. Victor averaging 25 a game versus the worst team in the NBA. Officially the worst team in the NBA. God damn it. Man, the Hawks are just... way to blow it up, but not blow it up. a little bit sooner and better. You morons. 7-23 of the Hawks. Jesus. Yeah, I'll take the Pacers in that one, please, Alex. Kings at Nets. Speaking of gross, Zach Randolph is literally the best player in this game. Let that sink in for just a minute, folks. I mean, there's always my sweet baby carrots, Caris LeVert, but damn. I mean, De'Aaron Fox versus Spencer Dinwiddie. Does that get you had? Papagiannis. Hey there, pizza. Papagiannis versus Jahlil Okafor, maybe. That'll bring him in. And then the best part is, you know what this could mean? It could mean some Nick Stauskas revenge. Maybe. I mean, the dude did put up 24 the other night. Let's see Stauskas go fucking hog wild against like Buddy Hield or something. Give me the Nets in this. Kings on a back-to-back. Nets are nicely rested. Kings, you gotta remember, are also really, really shit. Heat at Celtics. Ooh, a couple of banged up teams though. Celtics snuck out that indie game on Monday. Gonna want a level it here where they just go, all right, cool. We're out here, we're still winning. It's fine, we're still number one. They're 26-7 at the moment, the Celtics. And Miami, the classic Miami thing after an entire last year where they go 10-31 and then 31-10. How did they start this year? Oh, that's right, 15-15. Because of fucking course they did. Thing is, Heat, they were missing Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Goran Dragic, and Justice Winslow the other night. See how many of them play. Give me the Celtics regardless. Magic of Bulls. Oh, it's a 1995 playoff rematch. And this is the two of the East hottest teams at different points in this season. The Bulls are currently riding their six-game Nikola Mirotic and fighting Bobby Portis win streak, which is amazing. And the Magic obviously had their big, like, was it 10 games straight at the start of the year? But the Magic are horrible. Bulls are horrible. I think the Magic are the one that pop the Bulls in the mouth here and, you know, take them down. It's just how it's have to go, I reckon. So, yeah, give me the Magic. Aaron Gordon's too good at that. Man, the Bulls. Just, there's something just going right for them. I love Chris Dunn. Love Laurie. That's a girl's name. Markkanen. All right. Anyway, Magic win that. Lakers at Rockets. Will Chris Paul ever lose as a Rocket? He's 15-0. Unbelievable. This is fun times. This is a good jersey matchup as well for Lakers Rockets. Fun times. Chris Paul, you know he's going to sun Lonzo Ball at some point during this. He'd be like, yeah, so you're a superstar? Yeah, no, you're not. Not yet. Come on, settle down, mate. Settle down. Bogut would be just looking on going, man, wish I was on the Rockets. Give me the Rockets. I think they go 16-0 with Chris Paul and extend that win streak of theirs, which is now at 14, which is unbelievable. Can they challenge that Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming win streak? Maybe. Yeah, give me the Rockets. Jazz at Thunder. Jingling Joe goes into OKC to face Rusty, Paul George, Carmelo. They're just out there trying to right the ship, man. I'm just trying to get a job, go straight, and get my kids back, say the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 15-15. That is rough. They did win their last one, so that means they're probably going to lose this one. The Jazz, however, man, this is just it's a tough time for the Jazz. They've lost six of the last seven, trying to figure out what they're doing with or without Gobert. A bit of a mess, but they are still hanging around like a bad smell in the West playoff race. They're 14-17. It's tough, man. Tough. Love me some Donovan Mitchell going against Rusty, though. He just looked, it's like the Spider-Man meme. I love it. Thing is, Donovan Mitchell can shoot. Thunder are just trying to figure out who to trade or fire, though. So this will be interesting to see. So litmus test for the Thunder here. If they win, maybe they don't have to fire someone tomorrow. Let's take the Thunder in that one. Pistons at Mavs. Man, not even Mark Cuban and like Reggie Jackson's mum will be watching this one. Pistons have suddenly won three straight after losing seven straight. This team is fucking bonkers. Mavs, meanwhile, have the second worst record in the league. There's one back from Atlanta. Give me... I think the Pistons. I think they'll just keep the good times rolling. They're 17-13. I think they'll pop the Mavs. Timberwolves at Nuggets, Jokic versus Big Cat, a couple of different kind of unicorns. I like this. This is a fun one. Timberwolves at Nuggets. Wiggins and Jimmy Buckets versus Jamal Murray and the Dart Man, Gary Harris, because Gary Harris is the name of a professional darts player. Let's see it. This is good. Give me the Timberwolves. They're out there and just like very quietly still fourth in the West, 18-13. So Nuggets just won't go away, but I think the Timberwolves win this. Spurs at Blazers. If LaMarcus Aldridge cared about basketball, Portland, this would classify as a revenge game, but LaMarcus Aldridge is a giant pussy, and the Blazers were just so happy to see him go that like they're just like, whatever, dog. Welcome back, fuckhead. So the Rose Garden will be going ballistic at LMA. I think now just go, you spurned us, you dickhead. I reckon the Blazers beat them too. I reckon they'll just throw everything at the Spurs in this one. Grizz at Warriors. Oosh, the poor Giz. We were there in Memphis when they were up 2-1 in that playoff series in 2015. Then it all went to hell. They've not really been the same since, huh? Especially now, they have the third worst record in the league. Thing is, they've beaten the Houston Rockets twice, and that team has only lost 4 fucking times. Unbelievable. And my favorite thing, though, about the Warriors at the moment is the Warriors with the coward Kevin Durant is hilarious. He's basically Russell Westbrook. He's got Klay Thompson and nothing else on this team now. And then finally, oh yeah, the Warriors win that. And Suns of Clippers, this is like Hornets, Hawks, West version. Gross. No one needs to watch that. It's like a new episode of The Simpsons. Suns of Clippers. Who gives a fuck? I think the Suns win it. Clippers are just atrocious. And that is it for today. That is it. NBA Australia is in the bag. You know it. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. We'll see if Enes Kanter has been arrested and deported. Thing is, he's like asyluming over here. So I don't know what the fuck Turkey gonna do. I'll tell you. Anyway, that is it for today. Follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and Facebook. And Insta over at NBA Australia. It's very easy to find. NBA Australia! Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice rating and review. Come on. Come on. Chuck us a bone, you dickhead. And thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. But make sure you go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia. Go vote for All Together in the Hottest 100. It's a fucking corker of a tune and you'll love it. So trust me. Thank me later. You're like, oh man, NBA Australia sent me here. This is good. An extra special thanks to the legends at Green 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 Fascinator and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Fascinator is supporting Pond all the way through the States in January. So check that out. Give them a smash. Great tunes. And all right, you can stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Oh, geez. This is that's how it's going to go. You'll love it. I'll love it. This has been NBA Australia for Wednesday, December 20. We'll catch us tomorrow. Later, Hosen. All right, and welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. I am Andrew Bogut, because after all, you have to remember, you can't just let these SJW snowflakes get away with their bullshit. It's killing how great this world used to be. So I have to hold them accountable better than anybody. So let's get to it. Okay, let's get stuck in. Okay, I like this tweet from my boxing mate, Adad Latimore. Most people choose an ideology that accommodates their weaknesses rather than one that will develop their strengths. That's very true, Ed. All these hairy feminists out there are being total victim mentalities. What else? I'm going to retweet that. Okay, that's good. How about my buddy, angel investor from Uber, at Jason. He says, user, I don't know. These drugs are making me feel anxious. Maybe I should stop. Dealer / pharmacy / doctor. Let's first try making more first. User, what's the worst that could happen? Question mark. Dealer, well. Ah, see, this is pretty smart. I like Jason. He's a very smart man. Because it's like Facebook, they came out and they said that unhappy people on the Facebook are unhappy because they don't post more. And then that they should post more to make them happy. That's so fucking stupid, you dickheads. What are you saying? What, like, that is so dumb. Like, only thinking for yourself will make you happy, like me, Andrew Bogut. So how about I retweet that and I type away smacking my head emoji. All right, that was a good one. Good one, Bogie. That's solid work. Okay, what else is going on? Ugh. Here's one from one of those leftist elitist coder-stall elites, the New York Magazine. They say, congrats to the now 28-year-old Taylor Swift for being the only person who seemed to enjoy 2017. Oh, I'll tell you, geez. How dare Taylor Swift enjoy 2017 when other people don't? ... literally Hitler. Good one, Bogey. That makes a good point. Come on. What are you going to do? Or take down Taylor Swift? Jesus. What else? Oh, look at this. My little buddy Kyle Kuzma has tweeted. I love that little dickhead. He says, be the first to cop one of my hashtag Kuzmania t-shirts, flame emoji. I'm only dropping 1,000 shirts and 27 of them will be signed by me. Wonderful, Andrew Bogut. Why can't I sign one? Are you fucking dickhead? Anyway, he goes on, exclusively sold on my website. So go check it out. Hashtag Kuzmania. And then it has the web link. Oh, shit. This is too good, mate. I've got to stir up some shit. I mean, I'm just that kind of guy, you know. I got a great sense of humor. I like, you know, just talking shit. At Kyle Kuzma, the BBB versus Kuzmanial apparel wars have officially begun. Nice one, Bogey. That'll stir up some shit between Kuz and Lonzo, and I'll look like a fucking legend. Just taking the piss, you know. These little dickhead millennial snowflakes. They take everything too personals. Okay, what else? Oh, another one from my buddy, political commentator Austin Fletcher. At Fleckers, he says, now that everyone knows they did nothing for years, he tweets, about a story about the actresses wearing black dresses to the Golden Globes. I mean, they've just got to stop being such victim mentalities. I mean, how are you supposed to get better if you are a victim of sexual assault all the time? It just makes no sense, mate. All right, I'm gonna tweet that and say, smacking my face emoji. All right, that's good. I'm just doing good work, I think, today. This is good. We're smashing snowflakes and their preconceptions. So, how about back to Bogey's good deed? I'm giving away some Nikes to an entire team of kids, so I better hype this one out. How about I type... looking through some of these hashtag Bogey's Christmas video entries, it's going to be hard to choose. Entries close 11:59 p.m., 18th of December, California time. Get your entries in for a chance to win Nikes for your whole team. All right. I love it. You just doing the best at this. This is so good. Like, all the entries have been better than the fish and chip shop dimmy from Nutter Wadding, I reckon. And not a lefty feminist snowflake in sight. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more. Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.